This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The program, it's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Jim Boeheim and his son Buddy joining us in about 20 minutes from now. I went back and looked at Jim Boeheim's playing career at Syracuse. The total points he scored in his NCAA tournament career when he was at Syracuse, 29 points. Two games, 1966, had 29 points. His son topped that with 30 in Syracuse's opener against San Diego State.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
I think it's tricky playing for your dad because you don't want to see that, have others see that there's preferential treatment. I played for my father. I played American Legion baseball. And, you know, I had friends and nobody would coach us. We couldn't get a manager. My dad said, I'll just volunteer. So it was different there. And he just let us play. He knew the value of playing Legion ball. He had played Legion ball. And I just remember playing. And then once you start playing, you don't think about that your dad is your coach. But I'm sure Buddy Boeheim got to Syracuse and people thought there's nepotism. Is he good enough to go to Syracuse? And he was a good high school scorer, but he probably wasn't ready for Syracuse right away. And he developed, he worked hard, worked with Jerry McNamara a lot, worked on his shot, got taller, got stronger, got more confidence there. And now you can't imagine Syracuse not having a player like Buddy Boeheim. But just that, what are the other players thinking? That I get to play, or I don't get yelled at, or others get yelled at? So that it can be a delicate situation, particularly if you're not very good and you do get to play, and maybe you shouldn't be playing. Yes, Fritzy.
I think if you're coaching your son, you almost have to go the other way. You have to almost be harder on him just to overcompensate and prove that you're not giving any kind of preferential treatment.
Yes.
And then if you could slip, and you might slip by accident and say, why'd you take that shot? No TV for a month. You're like, what? You think the kid's 7 years old for a second?
I don't think you're going to give him a timeout during a timeout.
No allowance.
Yeah.
Why would you chuck that?
Yeah, see.
Not only do you not want to play for your dad, nor do I think, like, I don't even want to coach my son,
yeah.
But I don't want my son to play on a team where the coach's son is also playing.
Ooh.
It's just like, it adds a whole dynamic to the team that doesn't need to be there.
I remember I didn't want to coach my son or my daughters, and I didn't even want to be close to the bench in the line of sight for the coach. Like, I'm there. I got to put my son in or my daughters in. Wanted nothing to do with that. Baseball, I'd be out in center field. Basketball, I'd be out in the hallway and I'd just peek in. Because I didn't want to Bigfoot anybody or give the impression that, hey, put my son in or my daughters in. Didn't want that at all. I don't regret that. Because I probably could have been more involved, but I didn't want to be involved where it meant my son got to play when he shouldn't have played or my daughter's to play. Yeah, Paul.
My first year of grade school football was my dad helped coach our team. He wasn't the coach. He just kind of helped out. I remember feeling like almost embarrassed because I stunk so bad. I was like a year behind the other kids. My dad's out there yelling and helping and doing his best. And you know, he never pressured me. But the one thing was, during the games, I was always on the sideline, so I got to stand right next to my dad and hang out. Like, it was a weird thing because I was standing next to him because I rarely got in the games my first year.
Yeah, Todd.
I was on a Little League basketball team that went 0-20. That's besides the point. We were so bad. It was, at one point, we were down like 31-12, and our coach was eating like wonton soup and not even paying attention. And from the sideline, my dad actually, and the ref allowed this, my dad called the timeout, and we all huddled over to the sideline where my dad was watching, and he was trying to gather us and giving us some tips while the coach was just totally useless eating Chinese.
Welcome to the program, already in progress. So we'll talk to Jim Boeheim and Buddy Boeheim. Did Buddy ever think about not playing at Syracuse? Did Jim think about not recruiting Buddy Boeheim?
Yeah, what if Georgetown called?
Or Connecticut.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, the last time Buddy called mom and said dad's being mean. So they'll join us coming up here in a little bit. The great actor and friend of the show, Jim Parsons, will join us coming up a little bit later on. He's leading our bracket challenge. Of course, Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory is. So that's a little bit later on. Phone number, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Just joining us, Ndamukong and Sue going back to Tampa. It's a one-year deal. Daniel Snyder has bought out the minority owners. He is the sole owner, or will soon be the sole owner, of the Washington football team. Joe Flacco is going to the Eagles. I thought that they might bring in Nick Foles. And if they did, I was gonna be rough on the Eagles. You cannot do that to another quarterback, bringing in Nick Foles. So they brought in Joe Flacco. All right. And Jalen Hurts is your starting quarterback, or at least we think he's their starting quarterback for now. Alabama had its pro day yesterday, and the offensive stars, for the most part, didn't do too much. Mac Jones threw the ball. He looked good. Had his 40-yard dash. Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle and Najee Harris didn't work out, but that's okay because there's plenty of good stuff on those guys on tape. I think the big curiosity is, as long as Jalen Waddle's ankle, like, this isn't a reoccurring issue with him, because ankle injuries can stay with you your entire career. We wanted to see what Mac Jones looked like, ran through. Had a pretty good 40-yard dash. I think he ran upwards 4.6 or close to 4.7, something like that, I believe. McLevin?
Yes, but like not like blazing, but definitely. But it's a pro day 40, which I'll get into later, so I don't think anyone trusts that.
That's still a pretty good 40-yard dash for a guy who's being compared to Tom Brady.
Yeah, but the variances on pro day workouts are as big as 0.2. I'm serious. Like, you cannot take these that seriously.
All right.
But what was Brady? It was 4.5 something?
I mean, 5. He just finished it. Just now. He just finished his 40-yard dash. That was a joke, McLeod.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Mac Jones did run. Remember he ran in the title game and twisted up everything? He got hurt. He made some plays. He could move a little.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. But Devontae Smith, I think size of Devontae Smith is obviously the issue there. That he's slight. He reminds me of Anthony Carter. If you remember the Michigan great, That's a good thing. Anthony Carter was, he wore the number one. He was a lot of fun. Went to the USFL, but Anthony Carter had that slight build. There are more receivers in the NFL who have a slight build than you probably realize. And maybe he's like a Tyler Lockett, but he runs exceptional routes. And I know that sounds crazy, like, you know, okay, so what? It's really important, you know, when these guys, there are a lot of guys who, you know, they round off their routes. And I'm taking terminology from a scout, because we talked about Devontae Smith yesterday. And he talked about how precise he is in running his routes. That's so important for a quarterback. I need to know where you are, not I'll get there eventually. And McLevin says there's new terminology that I'm not aware of.
No, there's a whole new language. Every year of draft language evolves, as we know. Like, what's the thing in basketball where everyone had their...
Well, there was wingspan
yes.
For a long time.
Yeah, now there's all new NFL terms that have been coming up as the draft. Draft coverage, by the way, is now... It's like the number one sport in America. There are so many mock drafts every day.
And are you, do you have an against the grain coming
yes,
up?
Yes, I have it against
the
grain.
Oh, okay.
And also, too, I guess it's a critique of Mac Jones.
Okay. Okay. Just hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll wait.
We'll do that.
Although
then.
The stats were good at his pro day. I'll tell you that.
Stop.
He threw for 32 touchdowns yesterday.
He did?
Wow.
I mean, the guy catches it and he keeps on running into the end zone. Does that count as a touchdown? Well,
yes, Paul.
Oily hips was one of my favorites.
Oily hips.
A couple of years ago, I think a Mayock dropped before he went to the... He said, that guy's got oily hips. He was talking about some offensive lineman who can move really well. And that's like, that's awesome. Oily hips.
They just want their own language.
Yeah.
You know, you're in, hey, welcome into the club. Now you can talk. You can use these terms here. This program brought to you by Peacock. You can download the app, watch our show all 3 hours. You can also stream Mr. Mercedes. It's season 3, the gripping cat and mouse game. Go to peacocktv.com to sign up based off the Stephen King novel. NBA trade deadline is tomorrow. The Suns are catching up to the Utah Jazz in the West. Let me see. Deshaun Watson's lawyers react to lawsuits here as the number continues to grow and will probably continue to grow. And it just feels like, and maybe you've already made up your mind of, you know, whatever, you want to side with Deshaun Watson because, or you feel like, you know, what these women are saying, how could you have these women from different parts of the country all sort of having the same story with Deshaun Watson? And what's going to happen next? It still comes back for me if criminal charges are filed, because I'm looking at the football side of this, that if there are criminal charges, the NFL is getting involved here. And then how long this could play out, and it could play out over the summer, and what this means for Deshaun Watson's future. And I'm just talking about football future, because you know, I've already seen comparisons that is he Bill Cosby? Is he football's version of Bill Cosby? I have no idea. But these are charges, criminal charges. If found guilty, he's going to prison. I mean, this is, you know, the potential for what it can mean. Football team, obviously for him, you know, these women, what they signed up for, what they thought they were getting, what they thought they were being paid for. So there's a lot. It just feels like it's getting worse. And I think Deshaun Watson's attorney, Rusty Hardin, trying to get out in front of this, and you don't have to do anything for public consumption. Don't have to do anything for the media. Present your case when you need to present your case. It's not like, hey, they're saying all these negative things about my client. Okay. But when you're have a position of strength, then come out and say things just other than, hey, I, you know, he denies that and this never happened. OK, you don't have to do anything other than make sure that you're ready to defend your client when it comes, you know, that time, you know, surfaces here. It feels like there's a little bit more public relations going on, and the attorney he's going against loves being in the limelight. He loves being out there with a little bit of a cat and mouse game, or what I know, but you don't know yet. But there's a lot of things going on with this, and will continue to go on with this. And if criminal charges get filed, then the NFL is going to have to step in. Yeah, McClub.
I find it curious. The only news on this story is from both attorneys. Like, there hasn't been... Journalists haven't overturned a single rock in this case. I haven't heard one report of anything that hasn't come straight from both attorneys.
Yeah.
Which I wonder, will that be coming at some point? And if so, how do you know when? There's got to be more to it that they can uncover.
I don't know if the attorney or somebody who works with the attorneys then leak it to somebody to say, here's something that you should follow. Hey, you didn't hear it from me. That's usually what happens in situations like this. Yeah, Paul.
And the football side of it, as you're talking about, we're getting a little bit close to the draft. I think it's still 5 weeks, but is it 5 weeks from tomorrow the draft is? Whatever trade happens with Deshaun Watson, if it does happen, would have to happen before that, I would think. That's a seismic shift for whatever team picks him up and the draft picks that are shipped.
I don't know how he could be traded.
I can't imagine.
I can't imagine a team going, let's bring him in and roll the dice. Because you're going to have to talk to him and his agent and just say, look, tell us what you know. Or, you know, we can't have any surprises here. I just can't imagine that's going to happen. And therefore, these teams that were looking at trading for him are now going to look probably towards the draft and find their quarterback. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. John in California joining us. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, second time caller, Dan. Coach Bonheim came out. I was a longtime coach in Southern California, and he came out to scout one of my players. Unfortunately, the high school toilets were broken in the gym, and we almost stunk up as bad as they did. But I was wondering if when you talk to Coach, I coached my son at Riverside Poly High School when he was a senior, and if Coach runs into the problem where he gets it more at home, than he does in practice. Although my son did know our offense and defensive schemes better than my assistant coaches, which caused some problems. Could you check with him on that, Dan?
All right. I'll ask him. And, you know, some way, shape, or form about mom getting involved in this. When's he going to play? Or buddy gets yelled at by his dad. Yeah, so that'll be coming up here. Poll question, we're going to stay with first hour?
Well, we got a bunch of options that we haven't hit yet, including a Syracuse question. If you were a big-time ball player, would you want to play for your dad? Yes or no? Like, not like us, not like a youth league, but like, say, a college D1.
Well, there's guilt. If it depends on where my dad's coaching. Because if I'm a Division I talent, my dad is at Division II or Division III, do I then want to go play for my dad or do I want to play at a higher level? That would factor in. But I in the moment, I wouldn't want to play for my dad. But as I got older, looking back, I would be glad that I played for my father. But, you know, I go back to Pete Maravich with his son, Press. You know, and Pete got to shoot whenever he wanted to. But I don't know what that relationship was like between those two. But I just know that Pete got to shoot every time, and he averaged 44 points a game. Yeah, McClellan.
I would worry about if you're a coach, a D1 coach, and you have your son on your team, and you play him even over another player, isn't there going to be a perception that you're favoring your son? Would you always have to deal with that?
Well, I don't think there's any question about that with Buddy Boeheim the last 2 years.
Yeah, oh, not
that he belongs out there, but... You probably have that trepidation to begin with of how good is my son? He's a great shooter, but is he, you know, can he play defense? Can he rebound? Can he hold his own here? Yeah, Paul.
I think it was a couple of years ago, Doc Rivers was the coach of the Clippers and traded his son to another team.
Austin.
And I'm sure Doc Rivers has the juice to be involved in personnel decisions with this team. That's got to be a weird conversation. Do you have the GM call your son? Do you call your son? That's a weird one.
But he also has his son-in-law.
Twice now. Yeah. I know. That's the crazy. So he favored Seth Curry over his real son. I don't want to go to Thanksgiving there.
Woo. Yeah. It'd be dicey. Well, you got to make, you know, the serious big boy decisions there when it comes to your job at stake there. You can listen on our great radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400 now, Fox Sports Radio lineup. And we'll get to more phone calls coming up. We'll take a break. We'll check in with the Syracuse Orange with Jim and Buddy Boeheim. And we'll do that after this. Dan Patrick Show. SimpliSafe Home Security. It takes about 30 minutes for you to set up. You order it online, comes to the house, no technicians, no electricians. You install it, 30 minutes or less. SimpliSafe, incredibly easy to customize your home. You go to SimpliSafeDan.com, choose the exact sensors that you need, get help from one of their experts if you do need help, and you're going to be able to be ready to go. You know, it's easy to assume that everybody in your house feels safe, but they might not. Worthwhile to talk about it with your family. SimpliSafe, small, easy step to make sure that everybody feels safe at home. You install it, and then after that, SimpliSafe takes over. They monitor your house 24/7. There's no contracts to sign, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. You go to SimpliSafeDan.com today, customize your system, you get a free security camera. Also, 60-day risk-free trial. So there's nothing to lose. That's SimpliSafeDan.com. Tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
I started the show talking about watching some basketball yesterday. I watched Iowa against Kentucky, women's basketball. And this Caitlin Clark, she can play. First player with at least 35 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists in the women's NCAA tournament since Candace Wiggins of Stanford back in 2008. And the next tournament game for Iowa will be against Connecticut. And Paige Beckers is equally as great. Two great freshmen there. That'll be Saturday. And I think it's must-see TV. We'll get to phone calls coming up. McLovin has a poll quest, or no, he has a against the grain. Yeah.
It's a pro day guide. It's for people who don't understand what's really going on there.
Okay, so the jargon.
Yeah, the glossary, if you
the
will.
The glossary of terms there. Let's welcome in Jim Boeheim and his star, Buddy Boeheim, the Hall of Fame coach. And Syracuse has Houston coming up on Saturday. This interview brought to you by Capital One. What's in your wallet? Buddy, let me start with you. How did your dad recruit you?
It was a pretty simple process. I mean, it was more the assistant coaches just telling me that I had a scholarship. I could come play here if I wanted to. And he just one day in the car, he's kind of like, you know, you can play here if you want to. And I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. We didn't really say much else. And that's just how it went. And next thing you know, I'm here. So it was a quick process, and just very happy I'm here.
Any thought of not playing for your dad?
No, it was just whether or not I could come here and contribute. And I think after my junior year, they said, you know, you can come here and contribute. We need a guy like you that can shoot the ball. And I said, no doubt. I didn't even think twice about it.
Jim, did you have any doubts or think twice, have trepidation about bringing your son in?
Yeah, I think so, especially early on. He was, you know, a good shooter, but he had a long ways to go. But I thought he would get there because he works hard. I had to convince his mother, you know, that who runs the family, as you well know, that it'd be a good spot for him. And fortunately, it has worked out, because if it didn't, then, you know, the locks would have been changed at home. And there would have been no going back home, as you well know.
Buddy, have you ever complained to mom about dad?
Maybe if he's yelling at my teammates too much, I'd say, you know, he needs to relax a little, because those are my guys. And, you know, it's tough for me to see that. So anything like that. But
yeah, he does look at me when I get on somebody. And, you know, that's just good. He's supposed to support his teammates even more than me. So that's a good thing. And I'm just happy our team is really, you know, stepped up here. We struggled this year. There's no question about that. But every guy on this team kept going, kept believing, even when it didn't look like there was much hope. And, you know, it's one thing to sneak into the tournament, but when you get there, you have to do something. And this group has really done that. And, you know, those are the teams you like, the teams that just keep going and just don't give up.
Buddy, do you have the green light?
Yeah, there's still sometimes though when I take a tough one, he's like, too far, take your time, something like that. But yeah, for the most part, which is nice, knowing that feels good as a shooter, knowing that your teammates and coaches have confidence in you.
Well, you have shooters, you let them shoot, you know. You don't overcoach shooters. They have to have the freedom to let it go. And you know, he's coached by Jerry McNamara, who understands that better than anybody, because he lived it and understands what shooters have to do. And his teammates really have confidence in him, which is, you know, they help him. They help him get shots. And we just have a really good team that, you know, wants to win and wants to do the things you have to do to win. And it's taken us a while, but it's certainly – it's better late than never in this case.
Buddy, the first time you beat your dad one-on-one was when?
We never really played one-on-one, but we played a lot of games against each other. It's more probably me and my brother that have had a lot of battles, and he'll ref our games or something, and we'll yell at him if he makes a bad call. But
I used to hate that. I used to have to referee their games, and it was brutal. It was absolutely brutal to watch, and I finally said, that's it, I'm done.
Well, Jim, as a 20-year, if I had the 20-year-old Jim Boeheim against the 20-year-old Buddy Boeheim, how would that play out?
I was pretty good. I was better with the ball, but he's a way better shooter than I am. But,
Buddy, why are you shaking your head?
It wouldn't be a game.
That hurts.
I saw his form when he played. Yeah. That's all I needed.
Oh, they both think they're much better than me. They think they're better than me on the golf course, and neither one of them can break 50, but they still think they're better. So that's good. It's good to be confident.
I was looking at your stats, Coach. You scored, I think, 28 points in the NCAA tournament in two games. Buddy had 30 against San Diego State. So
He didn't have Dave Bing playing with him.
That's true.
He also went 13 for 39, but.
Whoa!
Buddy prepared for the interview here.
That is not right. Those are not the right facts there. That did not happen.
Fritzy,
I didn't take 39 shots in 10 games.
Can we check on that? See what Coach, how many shots that he had?
We're back, on the case. Back
there. It was about, maybe 12, 14 shots. Tops.
Buddy, do you imitate your dad?
Oh man, I really can't. I mean, a lot of my past teammates, even some of the coaches, can do a really good job. But I just let them do it. They have some really good ones, and they got his voice down perfectly. And it's funny, but it's definitely hard to do.
No, it's not hard to do, Buddy. It's hard for you to do it sitting next to your dad. But I always tell people, if you watch Coach after a game, I don't know if he's won or lost. Because he eventually gets like this, Buddy. And just leans over. I get all the calls. Nobody.
I need to have something for you guys to do. I need to give you material.
Well done. Yes. Mission accomplished. Have you gotten yelled at, Buddy?
Yeah, I think more early on. A couple of days in practice, I'd make mistakes or turn it over, and he'd yell at me. I think he gets most mad when you make the same mistake over and over again. So definitely at first. But I mean, I was used to it. I got yelled at as a kid. So this was a little bit different, a little more louder and more intense. But I want him to yell at me like any other player.
Some players, they learn right away, and other players, it takes time. And, some you're still yelling at them when they're seniors. But the smart players figure it out, and once they understand what we need to do, you don't really have to yell that much anymore.
Did you continue to coach? Did it factor in, Jim, to be able to coach your son?
No, I mean, I'm happy. I'm really grateful to have this opportunity. But no, I never really thought about not coaching. I still haven't thought about it. I'm planning on coaching as long as I feel good. I think that age is, I think we've all stopped doing something that we love to do too soon. And, I'm not going to do that. I think about 2 months ago, people thought it was time to stop coaching, but now they've come around. a late change of mind, but that's part of coaching. You're just not going to please all the people all the time, for sure.
There was that moment after the game, and your wife sent the picture of you two hugging. And you're coaching your son. You're playing for your dad. You're in the suites. I don't know if it hit you right then, but it seemed to hit you, Coach. I don't know if it hit you the same way, Buddy, but, Julie sent it to me, and I mean, as a dad, it's like, wow, that's pretty powerful stuff.
Well, I know I'm grateful to have this opportunity and just to coach this whole team. I coach Buddy 90% as a player on my team, and then after the game, that father part might take over. But I've hugged Carmelo Anthony pretty hard. a couple times, and I enjoy hugging a player. And but yeah, I mean, part of the time he's my son. Most of the time, he's a player who's doing what we need to get done.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. That,
yeah, I do.
That picture is pretty. That's a different hug. What was that feeling like, though, buddy? I don't know if it felt like Dad was hugging me or my coach was hugging me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at first, I was just happy to get the win and get it over with. It was getting really close at the end. So to be able to just close the game out was a relief. And I saw him, I gave him a high five, and I looked back, and I'm like, I got to give him a hug right now. And it was just a great moment, just all the emotions. He's always supported me, been there for me, and this is just a dream come true. So definitely just a great moment and something I'll remember for forever.
Who's the best shooter on the team, coaches included?
Oh, wow. It's close.
I'm going to go with the underdog here and go with my man, Kai Feldman. He was a walk-on 2-3 years ago.
Wait, he's better than McNamara?
He can shoot it. I mean, that's what he does. He's a player.
Players don't know what they're talking about sometimes. This is one of those times.
I've been getting G-Mac on this trip in our shooting game, so I'm going to – I mean, G-Mac can still shoot with the best of them.
You know, but he's right down over there listening to this, and he's like going, no, no way.
And Coach, explain to me how Joe Girard III averaged 50 points his junior year.
Well, he was the guy. He took 30 shots a game every game. They needed him, too. They had a real small team, and they just needed him to score.
50.
And he played against constant double teams and triple teams, and
wow.
I don't care what level you're playing at. It's hard to score even 30 points, let alone 50. Joe is a scorer, and he's made the transition to being a point guard, and he's done a great job. The other day, I mean, 7 assists. He had 6 rebounds, and he can make shots. All of our guards are very important. We have 3 really great guards. Freshman Kadari Richmond's just a great player, but our backcourt is very good, and we just got a well-balanced team now, and we've picked up on the defensive end over the last 3 weeks, and North Carolina normally scores 80 against us, and I think they scored, 60-something.
Coach, you're giving me coach speak. Nobody cares about that. I want the juicy details here. Like, has he ever done a bed check on you, buddy? Has he ever surprised you at your apartment? Is there curfew?
No,
nothing crazy, really. Just pretty normal, honestly.
All during high school, he'd go up to bed about 10:30. I'm like, okay. I mean, he just would get tired and go to bed. He works so hard, Dan, at this game that by 10:30, 11, he's ready to go to bed. He does the extra work. Obviously he's my son, so I'm proud of that. But as a coach, you respect somebody that has worked hard to get there. And almost all college players work really hard. But, Buddy's done the extra work to get. I told him when he was in 9th grade, you're going to have to work harder than everybody else to get there. And he did. He listened. And so I think that's the thing I'm most proud of, is the work that he's put in to get there. And luckily his mother's tall. So, he got the tall
and pretty too.
Yeah. I mean, he gets little from me in that category. So, we're very fortunate.
Hopefully you hold on to your hair, buddy.
Hopefully. It's looking good right now.
I got a clarification on the stats. Paulie,
All right. Paulie,
what do you have here?
Yeah. In 1966, Jim Boeheim in 2 games versus Davidson and Duke, 7-for-9 from the field, 6-for-10 from the field, 13 okay. for 19 in 2 games.
Wow.
Now the facts get out there.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
You got to bring that up with CBS then.
Yeah.
They put that graphic out.
I can't believe. Well, CBS, they're imperfect. They're not like Dan Patrick's.
No.
Dan Patrick Show has the facts.
Yes, the right yes, yeah. We got the facts, or at least
even though Dan can't shoot.
Oh my God! You know better. I might not be able to host a radio show, but I can shoot, Coach. If you leave me open,
but we'll have a shootout someday, then, Buddy and you.
Oh no! That's not fair.
That's you two. I'd like to see you two go at it.
I'm like Jerry McNamara with a better voice. That would be my. I'm like Dievendorf. That I probably shoot more like him. Eric and I probably have a similar range. So is that good? You know, gives you a good idea there, buddy.
Eric can still outshoot most people.
Yes, yes. I was going to say McNamara against Eric would be a pretty good yeah. matchup, I would yeah. think. And then the winner gets Buddy. hey, congrats. A lot of fun. And Buddy, keep doing it, man. Keep firing. Yeah.
We'd like to talk to you next week, maybe. Same time.
Okay. That sounds bring mom, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring in a whole family affair.
I told her she can't come yet because we might lose if she comes. So I'm a little superstitious now.
But she texts people during the game because she has, you know, she wants to talk to somebody.
Yeah, she jumps up and down in front of the TV and screams at it the whole game too. After like a jump ball or something.
Jimmy's home and he won't sit in the same room with her. He's in the other room.
Well, congrats. Great talk to you again, Coach. Buddy, thank you for joining us and good luck against Houston.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. right now. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Our conversation with the Boeheims brought to you by Capital One. What's in your wallet? Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter. Comes out every day at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Recaps the show, gives you a heads up on some other things going on with the program. Jim Boeheim is making his 20th appearance in the Sweet 16, second most by any coach behind Mike Krzyzewski's 25. It's weird. It used to be that Jim Boeheim couldn't coach in the postseason. Then he won a title with Carmelo. That changed. Now it feels like he has trouble coaching during the regular season. It's when he gets to the postseason that he is really dangerous. It's one of those where you get everybody understanding what your job is on a team. And he seems to have that this year. And, of course, you got that Syracuse zone that nobody can solve. Yeah. Is Kelvin Sampson saying to his team, we got to solve that zone defense there? You can't prepare for that. Like, a zone defense is not like playing against Army with the wishbone offense or whatever their running style is in football. They'd play a zone defense. It's not like it's, oh my God, we don't see the wishbone. We'll never be able to beat Navy. Yeah, Paul.
What's so funny about the interview with Boeheim, though, is that his son mentions his stats, like bad shooting in the tournament. Yeah. His son saw it on CBS. And Jim instantly goes, that's not correct. He was aware of his stats from 1961 off the top of his head.
Yeah. McLevin has it against the grain. This has to do with the terminology with pro days?
Yeah, this is a glossary for pro days, because you're probably watching the pro days and you're like, what the heck are these guys talking about?
Okay, right? All right. Do we have some music?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've been listening to a lot of draft content, and there's been one key distinction already this year.
Okay.
You have to know the difference between a measurable and a measurement. Does anyone know the difference?
Measurables. Measurement. Measurement would be height and weight.
Right.
Are measurables then the jumping?
Yes.
With vertical and...
Yes, something that you don't normally measure. So I heard this because Rondale Moore... from Purdue came in at 5'7 yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not a measurable. That is a measurement. And Devontae Smith is 170 pounds. Now, Rondale Moore's 40 is an important measurable. So when you're talking about a guy and says he has good measurables, just be very careful, Dan. You don't want to confuse people.
Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Apparently, quick and fast are completely different things and have nothing to do with each other. Because I heard that Minnesota receiver Rashad Bateman is not fast at all, but he's quick.
I would rather have quick than fast. How are his measurables?
Well, we don't know yet. He hasn't had his pro day. But yes, his 20-yard shuttle is more important. Now, apparently, the 40 no longer matters. Were you aware of this?
No.
It's the first 20 of the 40. So now all the scouts talk about the 20. Or at least the media who pretends to be scouts talks about the 20.
Are they? Oh, okay. I was going to say, are they finally listening to me? It's like, you don't run 40s. You may run a 5 or 10, 15, 20. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, you've been saying this forever, but now I'm seeing the 20s reported everywhere, like 1.9. Now, I think that's kind of hard to measure, but...
Wait, what's a good 20-yard time?
Like, I guess half of 4.4 would be like around a 2 or 1.9, but you're hopefully faster. Okay, the Pro Day 40s. I read a Reddit article says that you could take 0.2 off the Pro Day compared to the Combine, or a Reddit thread, whatever. Yeah, which pointed to an article that had all this data that on average, the pro days are 0.2 faster for the 40 than the combine. And that has to be true, because you know when you're at the college and you have a home field advantage and you have hand timing, that's not true. It's always fast.
Okay.
So don't listen to the 40s that you hear. I don't believe that Rondale Moore really ran a 4.29.
Okay.
That's mean, but I'm sorry. And then finally... Why do you talk about the 40 and you don't talk about weight? You said Derrick Henry ran a 4.54 yesterday.
Yeah.
He was 247 pounds when he did that. That's way more impressive than a 200 guy running a 4.4, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
If the guy is 170 and he runs a 4.4, or I got a guy who is 250 and he runs a 4.5, I like that guy who weighs 250 running a 4.5.
Absolutely. So why does the 40 time get stuck to all these players without any context? Like, it's an unfair stigma, if
it's just tradition. It's easy to consume. We love it. You know, 40-yard dash, what did he run it in? It used to be the 100-yard dash and then the 100 meters. Now, just 40-yard dash, we want to know.
Now it's 20s and hand size. That's the rage among the kids, Dan. That's all I got.
The hand size, whenever that comes out, like Paulie goes gaga over hand size. Yes, Paul.
One of the popular ones recently is a one-cut running back where he does not jump around too much, but makes one cut and gets up the field.
Jump around.
That's different than a downhill runner. That's someone who lowers his pads and gets behind his pads, as opposed to getting in front of your pads, which I don't know how physically you would get in front of your pads. That means your body would be outside the padding.
Yeah, but if you're running with your head down, you're in front of your pads.
Yeah, they say you're behind your pads. They want you behind your pads.
But I don't know how to run behind. So do I have to run straight up?
No, you want to lower. Well, you can't lower your head because that's against the rules, but you have to lower your shoulders whilst not lowering your head.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to run behind my pads.
Right.
Downhill
on a flat surface. But you're running downhill.
Eric Dickerson ran behind his pads.
He was an upright runner.
Yes, but I don't know how I run behind my pads.
And then, but the one cutback is what everybody wants, where he plants his foot in the turf. And oily hips is a good thing, not a bad thing. That doesn't mean there's something wrong leaking. It means you can make cuts fluidly.
Okay. Yes.
Because if you're more of a brittle hip guy, that's bad.
And for adults too, you don't want to be a brittle hip person.
Yeah. Yes, McClellan.
Yeah, related to that, and you said it earlier, coming out of your cuts is how you define a wide receiver now. You were kind of saying that. The route running
Devontae
and coming out of your
Smith
cuts.
Runs great routes.
Yeah, coming out of his turns, which actually kind of makes sense, because when you try and cover a dude and you don't know which way he's going to turn, and he goes real fast.
Yes, Todd.
Now, I had greasy calves once, and I went to a dermatologist for that, because I thought it needed to be checked out. I had nothing to do with athletics, but I thought I should mention that.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome. And I ran a 7.4:30. Is that good?
Thank you, Tom. I'm surprised you ran 30.
I was running towards McDonald's, the drive-thru. That's right.
Yes, Paul.
With receivers, you want to be a high point catcher or hands catcher, not a body catcher. They don't like that. Catching bodies in a lot of ways is a wrong thing.
I want to catch it at its height.
You want to be a high point because that means you're away from the defender. And a hands catcher means you're catching it away from your body. You're not catching it internally on your body. It bounces off.
Yes, McClellan.
I heard this is a little bit related to a great debate. Do you want your cornerback to be able to tackle? Is that important? Because I heard that
There's only one guy who didn't tackle, and he's in the Hall of Fame.
But Caleb Farley, the kid out of Virginia Tech, who mysteriously is having back surgery today after not playing, he can't tackle. Do you drop him because of that? That's the rap on him.
Well, what do you mean he can't tackle? He won't tackle?
He's like a quarterback who's really good at covering, but yeah, he doesn't mix it up in there. Like Surtain can tackle. Caleb Farley is not a great tackler.
Yeah, Patrick Surtain had a good pro day.
Oh, he ain't going to last long.
No. Like, he's a top 10 draft pick, I believe. But would I like it? I think the problem with a lot of these defenses, guys don't know how to tackle. Or maybe they just make a business decision not to tackle. It just feels like that. That's why they kind of just, like, throw their body into somebody. Hopefully I knock you out of bounds, knock you off, off balance or something. Nobody wraps up. Like, you see somebody wrap up and you go, wow, look at that tackle. That's the way you used to tackle. You'd wrap them up. Time for me to wrap up this hour. Yeah, Todd.
Nicely
thanks,
done.
Thanks. Thanks.
Still got 10 seconds, though.
Now I have 10. Jim Parsons. Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory will join us coming up. Final hour, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out the second hour. Full Sail University helped launch the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Your bachelor's degree is in sportscasting. You want to be in front of the camera, behind the camera, podcasting, radio, everything in between? Full Sail's the place for you. Very, very few universities are doing this. A bachelor's degree in sportscasting. And Full Sail has so many great reasons to love their approach to education. I love that we have faculty with real-world experience, hands-on learning. You're going to be preparing for what life is really like in the industry. Students will be learning the business inside and out with people who have worked in the industry at a very high level. At Full Sail University, earn your bachelor's degree in about half the time, as short as 20 months. You can choose to earn your degree online or on Full Sail's campus in Orlando, Florida. To learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.